All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Guest Friday. Great to be with you folks. As always, we got new Guest Friday for you guys this week. We got a new guest to the program. We're talking NFL playoffs, and my good friend Alex Campbell is joining Guest Friday this week. Alex, what's going on?
Hey Garrett, thanks for having me. Long time listener, first time caller. Real excited to talk some football here because we had some. I think every game this week was so much more entertaining than last week's.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think like wild card games, it's always, I don't know, I feel like ever since they've added the extra wild card team, the wild card games don't necessarily the games aren't as good.
Would you be in favor of them getting rid of the seventh seed? Do you think they should go back to the original 16 format?
I think that they should, because it's just like quality of football is just not nearly good enough. And I don't know, I'm of the opinion that I don't think the quality of football is great this year, just in general. So it's like, I don't know, I get the idea that it's another game, more revenue and all that, but doesn't really make for a better product.
That's the thing. It's always more revenue, but I mean, I'd argue pretty fun to watch the Broncos get blown out after the Broncos fans thought they had something this year with Bo Nix. Like, I mean, them getting put in their place kind of made me feel like maybe the seven seed's necessary.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would definitely agree that the games this past weekend were better. I think the all competitive, I think, for certain points for a couple of games, and then you had two of them that kind of went down to the wire. Obviously we were lucky enough to watch one of the games, which was a kind of an interesting game with the Chiefs and the Texans. I think probably makes sense. Maybe we just go game by game and talk about the different things that we took away from the divisional games.
Yeah, of course. I mean, first game was the Texans Chiefs we saw together. And I think we were just sort of in that doomer mentality watching it like, man, maybe the Texans can pull something off here. Maybe we won't have to watch some black magic Chiefs. But I mean, the defense for the Texans looked good. They played really good game. But I don't want to be that guy that's going to attack the refs and the Chiefs and all that. But it's hard not to. After those two terrible roughing the passer calls, definitely sort of deflated the mood in the watch party.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Definitely was you always want to see a game that doesn't, involve calls like that that kind of, change the game. But yeah, I do agree that I think Texans defense played a good game, kept them in the game for a while. And, I think at a certain point there really was only just so much that CJ Stroud and that passing offense could do without, Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins, obviously really good receiver, but there wasn't really much else that they had offensively. And the Chiefs, are going to be able to do enough offensively. It's not the high flying offense that we all know from the days when Tyreek Hill was still with the team, but they still just get it done. And Mahomes still makes those plays that are just you kind of just shake your head and you're like, this guy's unbelievable. As much as some people here may not be super wild about the Chiefs, but yeah, just it's a team that it's just they just know how to get it done.
I mean, that pass to Kelce for the touchdown is him laying out. I mean, that's just like vintage Mahomes. It's hard to hate on that. Overall, I mean, it's kind of like at the point where like I have more about the Texans than the Chiefs to me in this game. Like the Texans are a young team. CJ Stroud had a tough regular season for sure. He did do pretty well these playoffs. But I mean, you got to look for a bounce back in year three with hopefully Dell coming back healthy. Diggs is a free agent, but they're trying to pull him back for Texans. They have a short window here where they can really challenge while Stroud's still on that rookie contract. And I don't know how much longer they really have for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because then it's like you have to think about, as you said, taking advantage of the rookie contract, because then you're going to pay him and may not have the ability to, build as much of a roster up around him as maybe you do now. So that is very interesting. I'm curious about Stephon Diggs with that particular team. Does he hit free agency? Not to sit here and talk about the Patriots, but I kind of often wonder about his fit with the Patriots. But I think definitely a lot of things to like with the Texans. Like just hope that they can continue to build. But as you said, they may not have as big of a window as you might like.
The only thing I see for them is the AFC South just continues to look one of the weakest divisions. Jaguars are a mess right now. If you've seen the news that's coming out today about their whole front office, like debacle. Titans are but number one pick. Colts, I'm not a big believer.
Not much there. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree. But yeah, I think definitely a solid enough performance by the Chiefs, doing enough to beat a Texans team that I think just at the end of the day was kind of overmatched, I guess. In the other AFC game, obviously, Bills and the Ravens kind of a down to the wire type of game. Bills were, I would say, pretty much in control for majority of the game. Ravens obviously with some big mistakes at the end of the game that, kind of cost them the chance to take it to overtime or, get the win in regulation.
100%. I mean, Mark Andrews is like a wanted man in Baltimore. It must feel like, even though he did have a good game up to that point, I don't know what his stat line was in general, but he was definitely on that. Even that last drive was getting them down the field, making those plays. But I would actually say that if you watch that game without the score on the screen, I would say Ravens looked like the better team. But when you have three turnovers in a game, you're just not going to win in playoffs. Is just killer in that regard. They looked like skill for skill wise the better team, but the Bills just made no mistakes and played probably the smartest football I would argue any team played this week. I feel confident saying.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It seems like they were a team this weekend that didn't really do anything super flashy, but that kind of just got the job done, kind of like the Chiefs did. Did enough to, force those turnovers and be good in the red zone. And then, yeah, I mean, just I think taking advantage of the Ravens' mistakes, with Andrews, the fumble in the fourth quarter, and then, of course, thankfully, in the Bills' perspective, Andrews dropping that pass for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, and I mean, the Bills, like, again, few explosive plays. The Ravens were the more explosive team on all aspects on offense, but they made the right reads and the right plays. I know MVP doesn't count in playoffs here in terms of when they look at it, but I don't see how. I mean, my personal opinion, I think Josh Allen gets this MVP. I think, in my opinion, he has that locked in, and I really don't know how you take it away from him.
Yeah, I almost feel like, and maybe this sounds crazy, but I almost feel like, looking statistically at Josh Allen compared to last year, I almost feel like he should have won last year, and Lamar Jackson really should be the one that wins this year. And, not saying that he wasn't deserving last year, but it's kind of just odd that it's like Josh Allen wins. It's like, okay, very clearly his numbers weren't as good as they were last year, and Lamar Jackson, I think his statistics are better, but maybe it doesn't really matter if it just evens out at that point.
It's funny how that works. I mean, my last main thing from this game is Lamar in the playoffs has sort of become a bigger narrative throughout these past couple of years. I saw a thing on Twitter that was like he has the same exact playoff record as Peyton Manning at this point in his career. They were both 3-5 in the playoffs. They're both multi-time MVPs. Obviously, Manning went on to win the Super Bowl and multiple Super Bowls and like become one of the greatest of all time. Will Lamar follow that path? But I'm personally more of a doubter on them. I think if the Ravens don't improve defensively in the draft and free agency, I think the Bengals are going to sneak back up on them. I think the Ravens in a real tricky spot managing their team.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely agree with Lamar having the struggles in the playoffs. I mean, I personally, I don't think I put a whole lot of blame on him in this game. I mean, obviously, I had the interception early in that game, but I don't think the mistakes were necessarily on him. But honestly, like, probably doesn't really matter at this point. Like, but I do think that oftentimes for, guys like that, things will turn around at some point. I do think that that's a team that could get to a Super Bowl, but like you said, I think making the correct decisions in, draft and free agency and getting that defense back to where it needs to be so that they can, kind of get over that hump, so to speak.
100%.
So looking at the NFC side, obviously the Eagles and the Rams is a pretty good game. I think kind of, down to the wire, with the Rams, driving to win the game, because I think what they were down six at that point. Obviously the weather made quite the impact on the game, as snow kept coming down, and it was pretty absurd at the end of the game with, the superimposing of the lines on the field. What do you feel about like weather games? I'm curious about your thought about that.
Oh, it's a great question. I mean, being from New England, I love a snow game. I think the move to domes for a lot of stadiums is like not in my opinion, not the best thing for it. I love a good snow game. I think it really shows what team wants it more. I remember, ooh, a couple years ago now, it was a Bills game. I remember watching. They had like 2 feet of snow on the ground. And I think it was LeSean McCoy was just running for like 200 yards, like three touchdowns. Like those are the games you remember. The snow games are, I think, are the most memorable games of football you'll ever watch. So I think I'm always opposed to be a big, like, let's have as many snow games as possible.
Yeah, it was definitely cool to see that. And, I think, it's funny that you bring up LeSean McCoy in a crazy game that he had, and Saquon Barkley was just unbelievable. And I think, like, as I've been watching some of the Eagles games this year, it's like he is just such a cheat code for that team. And it's like you have a really good running back in the, months of the playoffs. Like, it's hard to bet against that team.
He is a literal cheat code. They added his like reverse hurdle into Madden like after he did that, however long ago that was. But I mean, Saquon Barkley was worth every single penny the Eagles paid for him this offseason. I don't know if Saquon's not on that team, like they are losing this game 100%.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, we talked about this a little before we started recording. I'm a big like Eagles doubter after watching this game. I thought that just the way they looked, the way they played this game, I mean, Jalen Hurts, very pedestrian year. And like, I'm sorry, I cannot believe Nick Sirianni with like 2 minutes 40 left in the game. They're driving, they're trying to burn the clock out, second and 10, and they go for a pass play that gets absolutely nothing done and just lets them take a free stoppage of time. Like Nick Sirianni actively tries to lose Eagles games that Saquon Barkley is just not letting happen.
Yeah, that's the thing that ultimately concerns me with that team, that, yes, they got a lot of talent all over the field. You could say that, sure, best roster in football, but it's like, unless you have, or like, you need to have good coaching to complement that. And I feel like there's going to come a time where he's going to make a huge mistake in a game and they're going to lose. And it almost happened on Sunday where it's like, okay, taking the ball out of Barkley's hands for really no reason, and it's like almost cost you the game. Stafford, that you rely on Jalen Carter to make two big plays to, stop that drive to end the game, and it's just like, yikes. They really seemed like they were playing with fire.
I mean, after Saquon got that second long touchdown run, you feel like the game would have been iced there. It should have
Absolutely.
been iced.
Really should have been. Absolutely.
There you go.
I think it personally, I was impressed with the Rams with how well they played in a weather game like that, being a team from LA and Stafford being a guy that's like, played in domes the majority of his career, and I think showed a lot of toughness in that game, and is still a guy that should still be considered, one of the best in the league despite, his age, I guess. But just a really good quarterback still.
I think that's so funny you brought it up. I literally just Googled his age because I was curious. He is 36 years old. And I'll say out of the games that we saw in divisional week, I think Eagles versus Rams was probably my favorite. Because I think what you mentioned of like the Eagles with the like arguably best roster in football with a like, pretty terrible coach, in my opinion. Again, not everyone feels that way. Compared to the Rams, who had like a pretty decent roster, but in my opinion, one of the greater coaches in the league was Sean McVay. The guy is 38. He is the second youngest coach still in the league now after being the coach for 6 years.
Absurd. Yeah.
Like, he really like got this team from 1-4, major injuries to Puka, to Kupp, getting them into the playoffs, winning their division. I think Sean McVay is like top. If you really had to make me fourth, I think he's top three, top four in this league. There's not many coaches I'd want over him.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think gets the most out of that team more than I think you could say out of like pretty much any coach in the league. I think just looking at them top to bottom, I mean, I think sure, a lot of people talk about how good their offense can be, but I really like the defense that they have. I think Jared Verse is a guy I just love watching. He was really good
Oh, he
in
was
that
great.
Eagles game, obviously drew the ire of a lot of Eagles fans, but I really enjoyed watching that game as well. I think it was a really good game.
I just have one more note on that. I can kind of bleed into our next point as we look at our NFC matchup. Like you mentioned Stafford. I agree with everything you said about him, even at his age. If you were to take a look at the trade of Stafford to the Rams, and then obviously everything the Lions got for that, if you like had to pick a side, because I think it's a pretty even trade. If you had to pick a side, which side do you think won the trade?
I just say LA because they won a Super Bowl.
I think that's
I know
fair.
that's maybe the easy, simple way to look at it, but I think that's why the Rams made that move so they
Yeah.
could go to the Super Bowl, and they did. And I think, sure, definitely, cost them a bunch because I think what it was the season after that they had to cut loose a lot of guys through free agency. But it's like you win a championship, it's kind of worth it. So it kind of doesn't matter what you do, but yeah, I'd say the Rams definitely won that trade. So yeah, then the last game of the weekend that we're looking at, Lions and Commanders, kind of a surprise maybe to some people, but I think Commanders just a really, really good, solid offensive team that I think is just hitting their stride at the right time. And unfortunately, I think the Lions, they kind of caught the Lions at a bad time for them, the Lions with all the injuries on defense, but I think also didn't play their best with what was it, four turnovers, I think.
I know Goff at least had three interceptions.
So taking advantage of those mistakes and just pretty much doing whatever they wanted offensively.
Yeah, I mean, I picked the Lions to make it to the championship. I really believed in the team, but I think I knew in the back of my mind these defensive injuries were eventually going to catch up to them. They lost three more in the game. I think they lost three more at corner or something around their safeties during the game itself. But I mean, there's only so much they can put up with before they just run out of guys to put on the field.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think, it's football is a war of attrition. It often happens that, you're going to lose guys, but it just seemed like it was, key guy after key guy. And I think, starting with Hutchinson and then ending with, shoot, I'm going to forget. There's another defensive lineman that they lost as well that I think ended up being big because the, Commanders, I think, pretty much did whatever they wanted, running the ball, passing the ball, and that sort of thing. So I think Commanders and our team's getting hot at the right time, and Jaden Daniels is playing unbelievable. And I don't think we've seen a rookie quarterback be this good this deep into the playoffs in quite a while.
No, I don't think we have either. I mean, I'll admit, I was not a believer in the Commanders at first. I actually had them losing to the Buccaneers in my picks. But I mean, this team, I think, is boom or bust, and they are just booming like at the right time. But Jaden Daniels deserves all the credit in the world. I saw a stat that I pulled over here. So there have been six rookie quarterbacks that have made a championship game. Like, run through them real quick. Sean King in 1999 on the Bucks, Ben Roethlisberger 2004 with the Steelers, Flacco 2008 with the Ravens, Mark Sanchez of all people 2009 with the Jets, and
There you go.
Brock Purdy 2022 with the 49ers. All five of them had a defense that ranked points per game third or higher in terms of their defense, like was really helping them in terms of being a rookie year and all that. The Commanders this year are 18th in defensive points per game. I mean, it is because of Jaden Daniels they are here. It is not because of a defense that's carrying them. It is because this rookie quarterback has come into the league firing on all cylinders with an amazing star receiver, Terry McLaurin. I think overall season, like before, it was definitely an underrated receiver. I think he's finally getting his flowers now, especially this deep in playoffs. And I mean, Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler are great running back duo. Zach Ertz is doing what he needs to do at tight end. This team, I mean, I don't want to jump the gun too much into championship weekend, but I mean, Commanders are looking great.
Yeah, I think definitely we can start talking about championship weekend and maybe start with the NFC. Yeah, I think that Washington is coming into this game against the Eagles with a lot of confidence. And I think, you look at the games that they've played this year, obviously division teams played each other once, both each team won at home. I think the Commanders getting a 3-point win the last time they played each other. And I think, yeah, coming in with a lot of confidence and playing at a high level. And I almost feel like the Eagles are coming in, yes, they've won, both of their playoff games, but I don't know if they've looked their best yet. And I almost feel like it's a perfect storm of a game where you have the Commanders flying high into this game, the Eagles maybe not as much, but I think, the Eagles certainly could play their best game in the playoffs, but I think a lot of it depends on Jalen Hurts and his health.
Yeah, you might know better than me. Have we gotten any updates on how serious that knee injury is to him?
I have not, I haven't looked into whether he's practiced this week, but you have to assume he is. I haven't heard anything otherwise, but I think, yeah, you gotta wonder about the health. And I think, are the Commanders, are they a team that are going to want to make him, throw the ball to beat them? Which, I think the Eagles obviously have some really good receivers, but what is the knee looking like?
I just checked. He did play on or did practice today on Thursday and seems to be in, I guess what they'll say is full health. Obviously, NFL full health is different than actual full health.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you made a great point about the receivers on the Eagles side. I mean, they have a great core of with AJ Brown. He's going to be off reading a book somewhere on the sideline. You're going to have DeVonta Smith getting his 1 to 2 targets, catches a game, and then Goddard's a reasonable tight end, but yeah.
I think I'm curious to see what the Eagles defense does in this game because I think Commanders, Detroit's defense, I think at this point, not as much talent as, say, the Eagles can roll out. And I think if the Eagles can get to Jaden Daniels, pressure the quarterback, they have a good chance to win. But, easier said than done against him. But I think if there's a defense that can slow the Commanders, I think it's the Eagles.
I agree. If I'm looking at like two players from the Eagles to like that's going to be the difference makers, obviously you're going to have Barkley. Barkley's going to be in that conversation every time. But like you mentioned him earlier, I think Jalen Carter is really going to be a big key point in this game in terms of how good is that defense getting to Daniels and to these Commanders? He's having a great game like he did against the Rams. I do think the Commanders are gonna have a tough time.
I think look for Darius Slay to make some big plays in this game. I'm curious about what they do to kind of defend against the Commanders' passing attack with McLaurin and Dyami Brown is having a good postseason, and Zach Ertz, obviously the Eagles know him pretty well. So, I think that's a matchup that I'm very excited to see with Commanders' offense, how good they performed last week, and the Eagles' defense that has some really good players on that side of the ball.
I agree.
I'm curious to ask you in this matchup, Dan Quinn, Nick Sirianni, which team do you think has the co edge in coaching?
Oh, what a question. This is why they pay you the big bucks, isn't it? I just actively hated on Nick Sirianni for at least a couple minutes already in this podcast. So, Dan Quinn isn't exactly inspiring the most confidence in me. In terms of his playoff history, obviously, as us Patriots fans are well aware of.
Yes, of course.
I think, though, Dan Quinn isn't actively hurting his team. So obviously, I think the edge is going to go to him. I do worry a little bit about his ability to coach such a young team in this aspect when he doesn't bring too much of a winning culture in terms of what it takes to win. Can he be the guy that then can inspire this Commanders team? As much crap as I give Sirianni, he's at least brought this team to the Super Bowl multiple times. This is a guy that like knows how to get there. But I have to give it to Dan Quinn overall in terms of consistency.
Score for this game. What do you think the what's the prediction?
Ugh. There's two minds here. There's two minds of do these defenses show up, slash, do the Eagles offense struggle if they shut down Barkley early? I'm gonna say 31-25. I'm gonna give it to the Commanders. I think I'm riding the wave on the Commanders. I don't want to see another Eagles team in the Super Bowl. As much as I'd love for Barkley to get that shot.
Yeah, I think the Eagles defense makes a couple big plays in this game, and I think they're able to do that and get the win. I'm going to say 27 to 21 Eagles. And now moving over to the AFC side, obviously the Chiefs and the Bills, another playoff battle, and I'm very curious about how this game goes because I think the Bills might be getting Kansas City in a year that, they've obviously had their struggles offensively, and it just, I don't know, there's something different about this Bills team that it feels like they are very focused, coming off a game in which I thought they played really good, really clean football for 60 minutes against the Ravens. So I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be another down to the wire classic with these two.
I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head here. There are two main things here that you mentioned, like the weakest we've seen these Chiefs. We have said that for the past 4 years, I feel every year we're like, this team's getting weaker. They're not going to make it. And they always find their way. And this Bills team has faced off with this Chiefs team 3 times since 2021. They have not won yet, but fourth time has to be the charm. There's no other famous time when the Buffalo Bills have lost 4 in a row in any
That's right.
legitimate circumstance. So come on, it's got to be fourth time's the charm. I think neither team fully inspired me to be confident in them based on how they play in divisional game. Granted, the Bills had a tougher opponent, in my opinion, with the Ravens. But the clean football that was played by the Bills. The talent they do have, James Cook is a good running back. They have Amari Cooper now. They have Keon Coleman. They have Kincaid, Knox that can like the passing attack can do damage. I think the Bills will win this game, but I do not see it being a high scoring game. I see it kind of being a sloppy game by both teams.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think that you're not seeing either team score more than like 20, 27, 28 points, maybe even fewer. What do you think? What are you thinking for score?
If I'm looking at score, I'm looking at 24-21. Again, Bills can't lose four times in a row. I really think this is the quote unquote, this is the year the Bills can do it. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree too. I'm gonna say 24-20. I'll say that the Bills make a, big defensive play on that last drive. Maybe, who knows? Maybe Mahomes gets hit late. They don't throw the flag, and he's, angry about a missed call. I mean, I don't know, but I do think the Bills get it done. I think that finally this year is the year that they get over the hump.
If I just had one last thing to my prediction, I think whoever gets the ball last will win. I think that's something we've seen a lot with these two teams, where hopefully this time it will fall in the Bills' favor.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think, obviously we're talking all playoffs in this episode, but obviously this week there was some Patriot news. So I think last couple minutes going to get to the Patriots and their hiring of Josh McDaniels back as the next offensive coordinator. Curious about your thoughts on that.
Oh, I think it's so many mixed thoughts. I mean, I really don't know how to approach it as a guy that's pretty pessimistic coming off this previous season in terms of how this Patriots team looked. I mean, you obviously look at the past in terms of what McDaniels has done with Brady in terms of the success that's happened, but I think it would not be smart to then just solely look at that in terms of McDaniels' history. I think we've seen a lot of times struggles happening with him. And I mean, feels like we're just kind of treading old ground in a time where everyone else is innovating, getting the new guys. I mean, as much as I love our coaching decisions in a way, it is former Patriots people coming back to the Patriots. We're kind of cycling through in a sense. But I mean, I'm definitely higher in terms of our head coaching decision overall than I am with this decision at offensive coordinator. I don't know if you have any different opinion on that.
No, I mean, I think everything you said is legitimate, and I feel like my first thought as well was like, okay, it makes sense. He's familiar with the Patriots and what it takes to coach here, but kind of would have liked to see them go in a different direction, bring in something new. But, who knows? It could be that they try to run something different than the same old offense they ran with Tom Brady, and they gear it more towards Drake May and, his abilities. But I think just from the standpoint of getting an experienced coordinator, somebody that has experience working with a bunch of different quarterbacks, like that's what you need. You need a guy with experience that has called plays before, not like Alex Van Pelt last year that
Oh my God.
called plays before. And it's just like you need somebody with experience there. And I think that that was one of the reasons why this team did not perform as well this past year, is because there was a lot to be desired with the coaching. And I think just getting experience in there is really the most important thing for me.
100%.
So we'll see. I mean, it'll be interesting, see what the offense looks like. But great having you on this week, Alex. This was great to be able to talk some football.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm excited to finally get on a podcast with you and be able to chat it up. I think we got two great games that are going to lead into hopefully not another Chiefs Eagles Super Bowl by the end of this week.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It'd be nice to get some different teams in there. But yeah, great to chat it up, and